It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback, as we always throw it back on a Thursday at this time. And I'm going to throw out our mathematician of the show. Pardon me. I've been saying 40 years. It's actually been for 48 years now. More than just a few along the way. Have borrowed the line.
Take this job and shove it.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I ain't working here no more.
Out on this date in 1977, Johnny Paycheck's signature tune, Mantra, Stapleton, bumper sticker. Celebrating its 48th anniversary, came out on this date in 1977. And by the time early 78 turned around, it was number one. Spent 2 weeks at number one on the top of the charts, 18 weeks overall. And it was, we've talked a lot about this song over the years in the flashback and other parts, but originally written by David Allan Coe, who wrote the song after he was asked during an interview if he'd ever wanted to be a fireman. He responded, no, they can take that job and shove it.
Oh, boy.
That sounds like a difficult job to do. He was certainly right about that. And he got a song out of it, and then he took it to the famed, because David Allan Coe was really in Nashville at the time just a writer of songs. He would perform occasionally and stuff like that, but he took this song to noted producer Billy Sherrill, who had been trying to figure out what to do with Johnny Paycheck for a while there. This did the trick. Ultimately, as we said, number one, ranked number 56, for what it's worth, on Rolling Stone's 200 Greatest Country Songs of All Time. And an interesting little tune for the guy, Donald Little, by the way, his real name, Johnny Paycheck, who kind of glommed on to the outlaw movement. He wasn't originally until Waylon and Willie kind of started doing their thing. He was clean cut, clean shaven. And he saw what they were doing, and he was like, okay, I can do that.
Hey, I can not shave.
His hair was even shaggier, and his life was even crazier, too, including, yeah, a couple of years in prison and ups and downs along the road, making the Opry mad and the like, and just being kind of an interesting fella to deal with in Nashville. But this song certainly did it. 48 years ago today. Imagine the first time and the clutching of pearls. Radio listeners heard when they heard this for the very first time. Take yourself back to...
Take this job and shove it. But I ain't